say the wind is
gusty.
And what if just the opposite is happening? You say the wind is
but man.
And on a fall morning, when it's not really cold, you'd say, but it's just kind of what outside. It's not really cold.
Nippy.
And you'd say, if it's cold enough to kill the flowers and so forth, you'd say, last night we had a
freeze.
And you'd say, it got so cold that the pond did what it
froze.
And see, I think those are by all the questions. I have one other thing I want to get you to do, and that's a couple of other things. You say he didn't do it just once, he did it
twice.
And you might say, well, sometimes you think if good luck comes a little at a time, but your bad luck comes
all at once.
It does too. I guess it does. And I just want to get you to do a couple of other things for me. I wonder if you count to from 1 to 20 fairly slowly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And the number after 26 would be?
27.
No trouble, a mathematician. And one after 29 would be?
30.
The one after 39 would be?
40.
And one after 69?
70.
And one after 99?
100.
And the one after 999?
1,000.
And after
99,999. 1,000,000.
I have to count up. And the man who, they say you have a line of men waiting, and the one at the head is, he's what? He's the, in the line.
Leader?
Or the
number one man.
Or first.
First, he's the first one.
Then you'd have the
second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. And I knew a boy who was out at Craigfield. And he was in that class I was teaching out there to help to qualify. And he said he was in the Campbell, he was somewhere over in Louisiana, and in a line taking shots. And he fainted about three. And he fainted when they stuck the man about three ahead of him. And that kept him from getting selected for the Air Corps for a long time for flight training. The fact that that was on his record that he fainted. And he wasn't afraid.
Why? I can't believe
he wasn't afraid to be stuck. And he was a lovely person. He was killed in the Pacific. He did get to fly, but he didn't get to fly many missions. I just hated it so when I heard that boy being killed, because he was a real nice, real nice person. You see, they recruited a lot of these boys to get in the Air Force and told them they would give them an opportunity to take examinations which would stand them in good stead. And they weren't college men, see, and that they could take these examinations and make good scores, that would be in lieu of 2 years of college. And several of those boys out there, well, they got them out there, and then they had Mr. Green was coordinator of diversified occupations in high school, and he got some of us to go out there and teach them the basic subjects, English, math, science, and history. And I went out and taught the math. And we started, of course, with algebra and went up through trigonometry. That's, you know, and at first, there were a lot of them that dropped out. You know, they lost interest. And some of those boys could hardly count, much less learn algebra.